just want to finish off the Indian of smoking with some other reasons why people should not smoke, aside from the health reasons. Even if smoking would be healthy, still Rav Moshe Feinstein mentions other reasons why it's a good idea, surely not to start smoking or to let your children start smoking, or to continue smoking if you can stop. He says, first of all, the following. He says that it's not proper, it's one idea, and we'll say others, it's not proper for a person to run after taivas, especially ones that are not necessary at all. Eating, drinking, those are taivas. Even those, a person should curb his taivas. But to create new taivas, new desires that are not necessities, like smoking, and to become, what's it called, dependent on them, is something that is totally wrong from a hashkafa standpoint. Let me explain what the idea is. There's nothing wrong with enjoying this world. Another of it, there's a Yerushalmi that says that a person's going to have to give an accounting for everything in this world that he could have enjoyed and didn't enjoy. But when a person becomes dependent on physical enjoyments, that is totally against the Torah. And that's what the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos means. Kachi darka shel Torah, pas b'melech tochel, mayim b'mesura tishte, v'al ha'oretz tishon, v'chayitzar tichye, v'betorah to'omel, im ha'to'osekein, ashrecha v'tovloch, ashrecha b'olam hazeh, v'tovloch l'olam haba. That this is the path of Torah, should eat bread and salt, and drink only water, and sleep on the floor, and live a life of tzar, and if you're busying yourself in Torah, right, then you're fortunate, and it's good for you. It's fortunate in this world, and good for you in the next world. So the obvious question is, that's the only way that you can be on the derech of Torah, if you live such a life? And how about all the people who live nice lives, much more than this, they sleep in beds, and they eat more than bread and salt, they're not the derech of Torah. So we've explained in the past, many times, that the idea is that what do you consider that makes you fortunate? When do you consider yourself fortunate in this world? Right? Because you have all these pleasures, and without those pleasures, you're unfortunate. You're an umlaut. Right? Or you consider your fortune in this world, the fact that you're able to do what you're supposed to do in this world, and serve the Rabban Shel Olam and get Olam Haba. That's the purpose of this world. The purpose of this world is not physical, material things. It's not the goal. Those are only enhancements that could help you along the way to the goal, and sometimes impede you, right? They're only important if they help you use this world properly. But in themselves, they're not a goal. This world is not a world of enjoyment. It's a world of growth, a world where you get olam haba. And anything that helps you do that, living a comfortable life or whatever, is fine. And things that you enjoy in this world that help you along that way are fine. If they impede it, they're not fine. And if they become the ikkar, they become the things that make a difference whether you are fortunate or not fortunate, then you're not b'derech HaTorah. The way we explain the Mishnah is that you want to know if you're b'derech HaTorah, what would be if you could only eat bread and salt, only drink water, have to sleep on the floor, but you'd still be able to busy yourself in Torah, it wouldn't affect how you busy yourself in Torah, how would you feel? If under those circumstances you would still feel ashrecha v'tovloch, then tak ashrecha b'olam hazeh v'tovloch l'olam haba. If you'd still feel fortunate in that situation because you're able to do what you're supposed to do in this world, then fine. That's what's it called. That doesn't mean you don't have to live like that. But what would be, if that's all you would have, would you still feel fortunate or not, since you're still able to be omel bator? So that's one idea. And based on that, there's a secondary idea, which and that is the Ben Ezra says that a ben soru mora. That's so terrible about a guy. All he does is he steals some money from his parents, goes and eats a certain large amount of meat and drinks a certain amount of wine. Kosher, has to be kosher, right? And for that, he's, what's it called, basically he's killed, eventually. Why did he do so terrible? So they're all different opinions. Ibn Ezra says because he's an apikoros. Because a person who lives a hedonistic existence, and there's all levels of hedonism, but hedonism means eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. In other words, I'm in this world to enjoy myself, and that is my tachlis. to have fun. Right? That this is the world basically that we live in. Their main thing is have fun. Even Torah has to be fun. Right? Everything has to be fun. We spoke about this once in a drasha. That is not the tachlis of the world. The tachlis of this world is not to have fun. Tachlis of this world is to acquire Olam Haba and get closer to the Rabbanim from this world so you'll have an eternal connection in the next world. Along the way, you could have fun doing that too. It could be very enjoyable. But the tachlis is not the enjoyment, even if it's miserable. Right? As the Chazon Ish says, I think, says it's kedai for a person to come into this world for 70 years and suffer the Yisurim of Eov for once to put on a pair of tefillin. Or once to keep Shabbos. Or once, what's it called? It's kedai. Right? That's not the tachlis of this world. It's a short world. Right? 120 years is very short in the light of eternity. The purpose of this world is not to enjoy yourself. The enjoyment is in the next world. This world is to be dynamic. And if in being dynamic you can enjoy that, that's fine. But again, it's not the goal. And someone who makes the goal of this world having fun, enjoyment, satisfying their physical desires is an apikaris, because it represents a philosophy that is totally opposite the philosophy of the Torah. It totally changes the purpose of this world completely. Torah, this world is a means to reach an end, and the secular world, this world is an end in itself. And even people who do things that are very nice in this world, they're not people running after their taivas necessarily. Right? They like to listen to opera, and they like to go to the Peace Corps and help people. But if the reason they're doing is because that's what makes me feel good, that's the goal, then they're also apikurs. It doesn't have to be a grub, crass, gross. It can be very refined. But if your purpose in this world is enjoy yourself, whatever that enjoyment is, that's apikurs. That is not derech haTorah. That's one idea. So another idea, and that is that a Jew was put into this world not just to be moral, but to be Kodesh. The famous Ramban of a novel Bershus HaTorah. A person can be a glutton, and again, he can run after his physical tithes and do everything glatt kosher. But basically, he's what's it called? He's a glutton. He's living a life of debauchery, but glatt kosher, with ash, right? Not doing anything else. That's also no good. That's kineged and a mitzvah in the Torah of kedoshim tiyu. And everything that a person does that smacks of this kind of gashmiistic living for the sake of gashmiist is also a transgression. Aside from not being derech haTorah and even being apikorsis, it's transgressing a mitzvah saseh of kedoshim tiyu. Another idea is that becoming dependent on physical things is another corollary to this. Dependency on physical things in order to function. Right? Even if you say, well, I'm using these physical things in order to be able to learn Torah better. Okay? I'm using them to learn Torah better, to keep mitzvahs. It makes me a happier person. So when I smoke, I feel better about myself. And I'm not doing it because I want the taiva of smoking. I'm doing it as a means to reach an end. Okay? First of all, probably it's a very big deception. But even let's say it's true. But to be dependent on physical things or situations to be able to function, that in itself is a terrible thing. Right? A person has to be able to be in control of his life, and not that things should have to control him, and he can only function because of his dependency on things that he can't always get. Right? I saw a story of some person who was Talmud Chacham, I don't know, but somebody who was not just Stam a person. He was so addicted to smoking that Shabbos, before he went home to eat his meal, he went to the old city, to the Arab Shuk, so he could inhale the smoke and the people smoking there. Because he couldn't exist without it. That's not a Torah living. Torah living means you're in control of your life. Not that you're dependent on other things, or you're addicted to other things. So being addicted to smoking and if you're not smoking, then you're, what's it called, you don't feel good, and you can't function, and you have headaches, and whatever, and you can't function properly, even though when you are smoking, it could be that enhances your shmiras hamitzvahs, but just being dependent on and addicted to it is wrong. So, for all those reasons, smoking, again, people are addicted to eating, too. But that's at least a necessity, eating. Right? At least it's not something that's totally unnecessary to get You're not born with an addiction to smoking. You acquire it. So for somebody to acquire it on purpose is a terrible thing. In another place, Rav Moshe has a shaila about smoking marijuana, hashish. He says he hears that even in yeshivas, this has crept in, like everything, what's it called, or other samim. And I'm only mentioning it here because I heard, not recently, but in the past, that there are even people in Matit Yahu that think that, you know, this is an okay thing to do. And it's a recreational kind of thing, or whatever. And that is a terrible, terrible thing. We'll see 1 second what Moshe says about it. Besides the fact he says it's Asur Gomer. But a lot of the problem is that many people here have passed where they were exposed to a lot of things in previous Gilgulim, right, and got certain attitudes or whatever, which they never gave up. They just became frum, but they didn't shake off a lot of their old, not necessarily ways, but old ideas or whatever. And again, you know, sometimes you can make lat kosher things that are treif as chazer, but you put a big, you know, the dots on it, and it becomes kosher. And but you should know, and I want to say publicly at least, I haven't had a chance in any shiur ever to mention this. And now is the time to mention it, if it's into the shiur. Right? No one should ever think that that's okay. Right? And the Rav Moshe has a tshuva about it, and he says the following. First of all, there is difference of opinion amongst medical authorities whether it is physically harmful or not. Okay, aside from cigarette smoking, which is definitely physically harmful, right? Marijuana, maybe, maybe not. There's a lot of evidence that it is, but that's not the ikur, says Rav Moshe. Over here, it definitely is mavalbal a person's das, not just short term, but long term. Makes a person not be able to think as straight as he should, and therefore it's ma'akiv learning, davening, doing mitzvahs on a long term basis. The more sharp your mind is, therefore you're not allowed to do things that are kosher l'shikha. Doesn't mention this Rav Moshe, but there's certain things you're not allowed to eat because they make your memory not as good, and because for a man especially because of Torah, but even for a woman. Because of mitzvahs, whatever. There are those that say that even for a woman it's also, because there are other things you have to concentrate on when it comes to Yiddishkeit. A person has to be able to concentrate, live a life of Torah. And things that hurt your concentration and your memory or whatever are negative things. Besides the fact that that's also negatively, hurting your memory is physically, it's like what's it called, wasting part of your body. Beyond that, these kinds of things, what's it called, bring to greater and greater taiva, right? And the evidence is, and it's not dependent on that, that it leads to worse things too. But even if it doesn't, it leads to a certain dependency, even if it's not an addiction, but it's a dependency. You become dependent on that good feeling that you have, right? And you can't function without it, right? And that, being dependent on anything, right, that makes a difference whether you can function or not, is not Torahic. That's not what the Torah wanted. Beyond that, he says, for a yeshiva bachrim, for sure parents would not be very happy if they knew their children were either smoking, many parents, right? Some parents smoke, they couldn't care less if their children smoke, but most parents, I think, today care if their kids smoke, and surely if they're smoking, not cigarettes. So it's an inyan of kibud av va'em, something that causes a parent tsar is asur 100%, mitum kibud av va'em. And Rav Moshe said it's also connected to doshim tiyu. And it brings to other isurim, because the whole idea of being, you know, spaced out, or what's the words that they use, under the influence, there's a better word, but high, okay. Okay, that's the word. That is what's it called. That is hefkeris. And anything that causes a person to feel that way, hefker, is not Jewish. It's not Torah. And it's also from the Torah. Music. Even music with Hebrew words that come from Tanakh. If they're the kind of music that makes you feel like a native dancing around a pot that's seething with a human being in it, with a bone in your hair, right, and a spear in your arm, right, I don't care if it's to Shema Yisrael, and there have been Shema Yisraels with music like that, Right? So it's a doubly osir. And it could be sung by somebody with a beard and payas, who wears a nice long black coat. Right? It is worse than listening to Bach, Beethoven, or anything, any other music, or even what's it called, goyish music of modern times that brings you to a nice feeling of what's it called, of serenity. It could be, yeah. Somebody listens to classical music, even if it was written by a goy, the goy doesn't make the music trait. So holds my Rosh Hashiva or Gifter. He holds even an Oval's allowed to listen to classical music. Surely a regular person is allowed to listen to classical music. And just because a goy wrote it, right, Adarava, even if a goy wrote something that's true intellectually, Kabela so emes, mibi sha'omro, so says the Meiri, so says the Rambam. Right, because a goy wrote it, and because a Jew wrote it, and even a frum Jew doesn't make it okay. Because it could be music that is treif, written by a Jew with Torah words, and it could be music that is glatt kosher, written by a goy, and as long as the words are not something that's osser, right? Or the beat is not something that makes you want to lose yourself and be high. High meaning above any kind of control. So I guess that's what high means. You feel like you're floating and you're not in control anymore. Losing control for any reason is not a Torah thing. It's usher 100%. So for all those reasons, anyone who thinks that the smoking, okay, when it becomes addictive, is okay, even if you ignore all of the medical sakana reasons, or surely taking any kind of drugs that are, what's it called, that are even recreational drugs. I'm not talking about things you get in the drugstore. Right? You know what I'm talking about. So Baruch Hashem, I don't know too much what I'm talking about, but whatever it may be, Baruch Hashem, I don't smoke cigarettes. Of course, something else that I'm not aware of. It's not from my door. But the door today, which is maybe my son-in-law tells me all the time that he's already like six generations separated from the next generation. I'm like 20 generations separated from this to understand what these guys are like, right? And what the door is like. But anyone who thinks that you can be a frum Jew and sit around and smoke marijuana, right, and maybe even say very high Divrei Torah or smoke nargilas or whatever, right, is making a very grave mistake, with the emphasis on the grave. Okay, yes.
I just forgot what the Rav said before about music. My Rosh Hashiva also pointed out that the source of where this common greedy music came from is the same group of people who originally came from the savages.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. It doesn't have to come from it. They're back to there. And it doesn't have to be people with color. Be people that are white, too.
I just find it nice.
Yeah, okay.
So why did Hashem create marijuana?
Why did he create it? Why did he create pigs? That's a ridiculous question. Because the Rabbanu Shalom... Why did the Rabbanu Shalom create anything that's awesome? That you shouldn't do it. Right? So beyond that, there may be medical reasons why it has medical, not for smoking, other in drugs or whatever, that they may use it for medical purposes. But even if it has nothing, right? The pigs don't have to be created so they can use them for footballs, right? Or for artificial heart valves or whatever, which they do, right? There are people walking around with pig hearts. I know a lot of people like that. Maybe they haven't ever had an operation. But there are people who have valves, pig valves or whatever. So there is some benefit from these things. But the fact that the Rabbanu Shalom made it does not mean that therefore it's mutter to do. Right? And that same thing applies to alcohol and beer. And anything else that you use as a something that you become dependent on, that makes you lose control, that becomes a goal in life, right? I need to have fun and enjoy myself and escape. Right? All of that is not Torah. It's usher 100%. Okay? And again, it could be anything. It could be even food. People are addicted to different kinds of food or whatever. It could be that too. But at least if it's food, it's something that's a necessity. So it's less of a problem than all these other things that are not necessities at all. Okay. You got the point? Okay, not that Chas v'Shalom, Baruch Hashem, Halavai, the rest of the world should be like our yeshiva bachra. But they live in a generation where the hashpa is very, very great, and there are a lot of people out there who think they can be B'nai Torah and still have 1.5 feet in a world that is totally trait. And you can't. You have to make a choice. Which brings us to the second part of this topic. Yes. Not this topic, a different topic. Yeah.
Smoking, if it's so clear that smoking is so awesome, so why do so many...
I think because it's... Rebbeim, I don't know, a lot of people now are stopping smoking. You know, Rav Shach, I saw a Maisa, he originally smoked. And he was in the hospital for something, and he had his pack of cigarettes by his pen in the hospital. This was quite a few years ago. And the doctor walked in, he says, "You smoke?" He said, "Don't you know, what's it called? Isn't it an Isser or Nishmartim El Shoseichem?" And he took the cigarettes and he threw them on the floor, the doctor. And Rav Shach said, from that point on, I never smoked again. I said, we have to be Rav Shach to be able to realize the amnes or whatever. So, again, Rav Moshe even says, people who are addicted, I don't know what it's like to be addicted to smoking. Maybe I do know what it's like to be addicted to other things, but we're not going to discuss those things here. That's not the topic of this year. Neither is this, secret confessions or whatever. But I would imagine that somebody who's addicted to these things can't control themselves. So it's very easy for us to say, well, you know what they know. But when you're addicted to something and you see it subjectively, you create a whole different world of how to look at things. And the person who smokes sees things completely different than I see them. Because to me, there's no taiva involved, and therefore I can see it what I think objectively. They can't see it objectively, so I can't really blame them 100%. And, you know, say, well, are you crazy? They're not crazy people. They're intelligent people. But when it comes to things like this, we're all very much meshuchad. It's bribery. And bribery makes things look different than they really are.
But just like a chozer b'tshuva is, you know, it's going against his whole upbringing, learning how to keep Shabbos, not to turn on a light Shabbos. He has to do it because that's what the halacha.
There's no defense logically. Defense is only that you gotta altov nischaverchad shategilim koma. I don't know what the defense is. Right? There are people who've given up smoking and they're now aged to help giving up smoking. The other things for sure. I don't know. I can't defend it. There's no defense halachically.
Well, how about if the guy has a good day yeshiva and here's some for a beer?
Let me ask it differently. Okay, forget about the beer. Gerson had learned and he wants to celebrate it and he has a nice Suda's mitzvah. Okay, so there is an idea of taking that hanoah, spiritual hanoah, and put it into something physical. There's an inyan to that. But now, the Suda's mitzvah, let's say the Suda's mitzvah is, the guy has this gigantic turkey bone, right, that he's gnawing on while he's hanging from a tree, and gnawing on his turkey bone to celebrate his learning. Could you see that maybe is not the Suda's mitzvah? Right? So, if having that beer is just another way of hanging from the tree and glutting down that big turkey bone, right, or lamb chop or whatever else, right, then that has no connection to the learning. And it could be the whole learning was only because you wanted that beer, right? But if having that beer is really sitting down and doing it in a way that I'm not meshubit to this beer, but that's a way that I can show my enjoyment in my learning, if that's the way it is, then there's something to that. Right? But if it's not, what?
And discussion at Purim time as well.
You can have that discussion. Now you're getting personal. We have to have that discussion on Purim time also. Yeah, I agree. We usually do have that discussion. That's true. That is true. Baruch Hashem, Purim is only one day a year.